This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, an election day, and we're actually about to have a talk about elections here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. Obviously, we're not really going to know anything tonight, so tomorrow, we'll recap the good, the bad, the ugly. Fingers crossed, if you're listening to me and still in line at a polling place somewhere, stay in line and vote. In fact, we'll get to elections in a few, but that's not all we have tonight. There's something very, very big I want to talk to you about. After we talk about elections, we are going to have a discussion about stories and conspiracy theories and things that are going to matter for your life and my life for the rest of your life, certainly the rest of your political involvement, and it's time we had a talk. So we're going to talk about that. Then we'll get to Democrats buying votes. We'll make fun of Michelle Obama. Joe Manchin's in the news. We're finally getting the smallest amount of COVID accountability. It's not enough, but at least it's something. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, I'm going to play something for you. I want you to just sit and listen. It's not very long. This is former Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Kristen Clark. Kristen Clark, knee-deep in the DOJ. Listen to this.
This Justice Department is deeply committed to racial justice and racial equity and ensuring that we have environmental justice for vulnerable communities is a part of that work.
Let me play it again. This is not some social worker, kindergarten teacher, activist on a street corner, was not a Hollywood actress, professor at Columbia, Democrat politician. This human being had real significant power in the justice system. This human being did things like use that power against pro-life activists so she could just throw some of her political opponents in jail. Let me play it again.
This Justice Department is deeply committed to racial justice and racial equity and ensuring that we have environmental justice for vulnerable communities is a part of that work.
Now, do you know where she's at now at this exact moment? You know where she's at? Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have a tracker on her. But you know where she's not? She's not in the Department of Justice anymore. She's not there in the Department of Justice using the government as a weapon against you and me. She's not able to do that anymore. She had that power. She, like all demonic communists, used that power against good people as hard and fast as she possibly could. But she does not have that power anymore. And do you know why she doesn't have that power anymore? Do you know why? Because you voted. That's why. Because when Election Day came around this past November, you didn't swallow the black pill. Voting doesn't matter. We can't vote our way out of this. You didn't do that. You got up off your couch. Maybe you brought a friend. Maybe you brought your mom. Maybe you brought your husband or your wife or your son. Maybe you sent out a group text. Maybe you donated your time. Maybe you donated money. Maybe I don't know what all you did specifically, but you didn't throw your hands up, give it up. Elections don't matter. You got up off the couch and you're a human being with things to do. You have obligations, duties. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you're both. Maybe you have school. But you set aside time in your day and you voted. Today, I live in Texas. It's not just New York, New Jersey, Virginia. Critical elections happening all over the country today. And believe me, I'm not singing my praises here. Left the house an hour early. Why? It's election day. Critically important votes happen today in my area, an hour early. I would have loved to sit at home for another hour in my robe. You know me, I'm a robe guy. Instead, I got all my stuff done, got in the shower, and took off. And then when I got there, of course, the machines fritzed out. No, there was nothing nefarious going on. They had to reboot the machines, so the line's going out the door. It was like a 10, 15-minute process. But you know what? I voted. And you know why? Because it matters. A lot. Elections matter. Your participation in elections matters. And we can fool ourselves because we all just, look, I don't know how many times you got to vote today. It was just one for me. I'm just one person. I only get to vote once. It's the only political power I have. With the exception of whatever influence we have, you know, you with your friend circle, with your social media profile. And I realize I have some level of influence because of the show and whatnot. But really, my only tangible political power is my vote. And I am a free citizen, and I used it today. I made a tiny sacrifice, left the house an hour early, and I voted. The reason Donald Trump is in the White House and not Dome, not Kamala Harris, the reason our Secretary of War is bouncing around the military, kicking out all the trannies, and making our military a sharpened spear, the reason this person's not at the DOJ anymore.
This Justice Department is deeply committed to racial justice and racial equity and ensuring that we have environmental justice for vulnerable communities is a part of that work.
Is because you voted. Because you recognized that elections matter and you got up, you got involved, you made sacrifices. Maybe your sacrifice was small. Maybe it was an hour of your day. Maybe your sacrifices were great. Maybe you've run for office. Maybe you're now in office. Maybe you organized. Maybe you worked. Whatever the sacrifice was, you did it. You got involved. We won elections. And now, look, hey, it didn't make everything perfect. We got problems on top of problems on top of problems. It didn't make everything perfect. It didn't solve everything. It certainly didn't solve it all overnight. But we are in such a better place because you voted and we won. Now, like I said, I'm not a journalist. I am not going to dedicate any time on tonight's show to whatever breaking news from this precinct in Virginia or this precinct in New Jersey. That's brutal. We're not going to know until tomorrow. Tomorrow we will digest the results. If we have results, you know how it's been working. We will digest the results and we will talk about them. But elections matter. For better and for worse. Good and bad, elections matter. You in your lifetime, if you are old enough, you've lost a million of them. And not only does it hurt on election night, you look around and you see the results of losing one and man, it hurts. And hopefully you've won a bunch too. And you look around and you think, wow, thank goodness. For New York City tonight. I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know if a New Yorker is going to wake up tomorrow and this guy's mad.
How do you pay for it? Who's going to end up footing the bill for those programs?
So I'll answer that question by first explaining some of the endorsements that Andrew Cuomo has received.
If you're a New Yorker, and you wake up tomorrow, and that guy is going to be the next mayor of New York, you are going to be in for very hard times. You have watched the slow, steady degradation of the world's greatest city. You have watched it turn into a place that smells like pee, garbage, and weed. You have watched as people get thrown in front of subway cars, stabbed, shot. You have watched it, and all of that is going to be worse
if you wake up tomorrow and Ma'am Donnie's mayor. Can't make that better. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. Elections matter. Elections matter a lot. Who leads a society? Look, we don't like politicians. I don't like them. You don't like them. But they do occupy critically important positions of power in our society. And who leads our society at any level, local, state, or federal, does matter. Elections, for better or worse, they're a really, really big deal. And some you'll win, some you'll lose. Maybe we will wake up tomorrow. Look, I voted on hugely important things in the state of Texas. Constitutional amendments on everything from bail reform to parental rights to hugely important things. Maybe I will wake up tomorrow and maybe we lost a bunch and it's going to hurt. Maybe you're in Virginia. Maybe you're going to wake up tomorrow and maybe a guy who fantasizes about murdering kids is the next attorney general. Not ideal, I know. But it does matter. It matters a lot. Don't ever let some doomer on the internet tell you that elections don't matter. They're all stolen or we can't vote our way out of this. What a bunch of crap. Get up, get involved, and go vote. And that way of thinking, that leads me into what's probably going to be a very long conversation, and I feel like it's an important conversation we need to have about propaganda, operations, political things, things you've seen and will see again. Before we get into that, let me get into this. Let me get into your pain. The pain that makes you wince when you think about getting out of bed in the morning, when your eyes open up and you think about getting up to go pee. Is it your knee? Is it your knee that hurts? Maybe it's a foot. That always sucks, doesn't it? Foot. I remember I had that stress fracture on my foot. That just freaking sucks. You're hopping around like a bunny. Back. This pain that you live with every day does not have to stay with you forever. It's not just part of getting old. Why don't you let Relief Factor take it away? Will you please just give them a chance to take it away? You call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. They'll send you 3 weeks of it. That's it. It's $19.95, less than a buck a day. You take it every day for 3 weeks. Tell me how you feel. Relieffactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. And remember, I am going to get to your emails later on in the show. I want to have a fairly long talk with you first, but I will get to those. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're also going to get to Democrats buying votes, at least some tiny bit of COVID accountability and so much more coming up. But I got an email from a moron and I wanted to address it because this is something that I am going to deal with and you are going to deal with in your life, in your political life. And we can't walk away from politics. It's too important. But we have to understand what we encounter, especially what we encounter on the internet. Okay? So I want to read the email from this idiot, and then we will have a discussion. And look, I'm not being mean. Some people are morons. You can't help your IQ. Some people are just dumb. And we have to help dumb people too, right? If you see a dog limping along, you want to fix his little paw. Well, stupid people are limping through life, and you have to help them. So I got this email. Bro, you don't seem like the same Jesse from a year ago. The Charlie Kirk assassination, the FBI, and Dan Bongino sucks. I used to listen to Dan, but I know when we've been sold out, and I'm not afraid to call it out. You seem very silent on this. What say you? Okay. So this is in reference to some online rumor thing that Charlie Kirk's assassination was a federal government operation, or he was murdered by Israel or something, or I actually saw someone say he was murdered by Donald Trump. Let's pause for a moment because we're not going to talk about this specifically because it's so stupid. That's not the point. The point is, how does anybody get that dumb to send me this email? Well, there's actually a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And we have to have this discussion because you're susceptible to it, and so am I. Everybody is susceptible to it. So let me explain how things work. It's going to be a very long, drawn-out analogy. So let me explain how things work. And this is a cautionary tale for me and for you about the rabbit holes you can find yourself in, who creates them, and why they create them. And in large part, I'm not having this talk with you about this specific email. It's about the people who say voting doesn't matter. And there is so much to this. So stay with me. Stay with me. Now, let's set this up in a completely non-political way. Let's say I don't like bagels. I actually love bagels, but for the point of our argument here, I am anti-bagel. I not only don't want to eat bagels, I don't want you to eat bagels. In fact, I don't want bagels to exist anymore. Jewish producer Chris, unsurprisingly, loves bagels. And actually, not only does he love bagels, he makes his own homemade bagels, which are outstanding, I'm embarrassed to say, but they actually are really good. He brings them in sometimes. But anyway, Jewish producer Chris loves bagels. Surprise, surprise, he makes them himself. I hate bagels. All right, so those are the two factions. You have pro-bagel Chris, you have anti-bagel me. But Chris wants bagel love to spread far and wide. I want bagel love to stop. What we're both after, though, is you. Both of us. Both of us, we are out to recruit you. We want to grab you and bring you into our bagel or anti-bagel camp. Chris wants you on his team. He wants you eating bagels. He wants you buying bagels. He wants you to tell family and friends that bagels are good and bagel this and bagel that. Me, I want you on my side. You never touch a bagel. If you see someone eating one, you slap it out of their hands. You tell friends and family how bad bagels are. So, how do we go about this? What do we do? We're going to talk about this, and it may be pretty revealing for things you see, especially online. It's the online world that's going to suck you into this rabbit hole. So we'll go over that in a moment. Before we go over that, I think you understand as well as I do that crime is so, so bad right now. One of the constitutional amendments we voted on today in Texas was essentially a bail reform amendment that would stop these judges in our urban areas from letting the animals out of jail. That's how bad crime is. We now have to have constitutional amendments because judges won't stop letting animals out on the streets. This is why Byrna is thriving. Everybody feels it. Everyone senses it. They know we're not as safe. They know it's dirtier. And everyone wants something to stop a bad man. But so many people, they don't know what to get, and they're worried they're going to break the law. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. Security companies carry it. SWAT teams carry it. Shoots tear gas balls, pepper balls. They will stop a bad man, and it fits in your pocket. Fits in your purse. Or they sell holsters. Don't get caught without it. BYRNA, Byrna.com. Go get one for yourself and someone you love. Byrna.com. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. And we are discussing, in fact, don't worry if you're just now joining us, you haven't missed it. We are about to discuss the various rabbit holes and conspiracy theories people can get sucked into. You can and I can, but we're all susceptible to it. How and why these operations work, okay? So in order to set this up, the analogy is I'm anti-bagel, which I'm not, but I'm anti-bagel. I hate them. I don't want to eat them. I don't want you to eat them. I want bagels banned. Chris, Jewish producer Chris, is Mr. Pro-Bagel, loves them, wants the bagel love spread around. Okay, anti-bagel me, pro-bagel Chris. Now, what we're after, of course, is you. We want you in our camp. And you know where you are? We know it. Chris knows it, and I know it. You're online. I'll make this about, you know what? I'll make it about Facebook, but it would apply to anywhere on social media. You are online. So, what do I need? I want you to stop eating these friggin' bagels. Well, I need the word to spread. So, here's something I will do. I have money. I'll start spreading it around. How does this work? Well, I go find people who have large followings on Facebook. I'm just going to make it about Facebook. Remember, it applies to everything. I go find people who have large followings on Facebook. And depending on the size of the following, I will pay them for a social media post that trashes bagels. So if you have 10,000 friends on Facebook, I'll give you $1,000. If you have 50,000 friends, I'll give you $5,000. Now, what do I want for this? All I want, I'm paying you for one post. All I want is you to go on Facebook and say, man, bagels are trash. And the people who eat bagels are trash. Okay? Well, what happens from there? Well, what happens from there is I pay you, you take the money, you put up the Facebook post. But then people start talking about it because it's not just me talking about it. Now it's somebody with a large following on Facebook. Now people are commenting on theirs. What do you mean? I'm not trash. I love bagels. I'm for bagels. What's in the conversation? What is in the conversation now? No one was talking about being anti-bagel yesterday. Absolutely nobody at all. Now, with a little bit of cheddar spread around, I've got all kinds of people talking about it. Maybe you are even participating in the conversation without any knowledge whatsoever that you are part of a propaganda campaign against bagels. And by the way, Chris is doing the same thing. He's spending money. Hey, I need you to be pro-bagel. Hey, you know what? I think, why don't you write an article about how great bagels are, about how healthy they are? I'll link to the article. Chris is spending money. I'm spending money. Do you remember the Kamala Harris campaign? Pause for a moment. Do you remember the stories that started coming out? We had people with large social media followings during Kamala Harris's presidential run, people who ended up spilling the beans, and they said the Kamala Harris campaign wanted to pay us, offered to pay me to say something that seemed totally organic. On Facebook or Instagram, hey, love Kamala Harris, can't wait to vote for her. She's smart. So now that's the paid portion of it. But it actually gets worse from here. I just paid for it. Chris paid for it. We got this propaganda war going on. He's paying and I'm paying. Now, maybe you, maybe me, we start getting in on the campaign. Some, after all, some famous people were talking about bagels, anti-bagel, pro-bagel. I want to have an opinion. These pro-bagel people are scum. How could you be anti-bagel? You're trash. But you know who else is about to get involved? Well, pause on this for a moment. Do you understand one of the main ways intelligence agencies have worked for all of mankind? We do this. Every major intelligence agency today takes part in this. We do things like this. We do it. Russia does it. China does it. Britain does it. France does it. Israel does it. Saudi Arabia does it. Iran does it. Qatar does it. They all do this. You know one of the main things they do and have always done? It's not all James Bond with his exploding pen and his sweet car that shoots missiles out the headlights. One of the main things intelligence agencies do is they try to pit people in a society against each other. And they seek out opportunities to get people tearing each other apart in a society. So let's say, who's an enemy of America? China is a great example. Well, why does China care about bagels? They don't care about bagels. I don't even know if they have bagels in China. But you know what China does care about? Getting American citizens at each other's throats. China pays attention. They're on Facebook. They see this bagel versus anti-bagel campaign. And you know what they find? We have an opportunity here. So what do they do from here? Well, it's quite simple, really. China creates 50,000 new Facebook accounts. 25,000 of them, these are all run by computers, by the way. 25,000 accounts, they're going to join Chris's team. They're going to be pro-bagel. 25,000 accounts are going to join my team. They're going to be anti-bagel. Maybe I know about these accounts. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm involved in China. Maybe I'm not. But the point is, now that conversation gets ramped up even more and more and more. And now it seems like everybody's involved. Maybe I would even say something to you if you brought up bagel stuff to me in conversation. Hey, Jesse, everyone's mad about the bagels. We're so divided. And I would say, how do you know that? Haven't you seen all the comments online? Everyone's discussing it. It's bagel. It's pro-bagel. It's anti-bagel. Now we not only have paid propaganda, now we have foreign countries uniquely invested in America dividing itself against itself. They're involved as well, because that's how intelligence agencies have always and will always work. The idea is always to weaken the country from within. Maybe you'll attack one day, maybe you won't attack one day, but no matter what, you are better off if your enemy country is divided, extremely divided. Now, that was just a brief analogy and a brief example. But I want you to know that this can happen to you, and probably already has. And it can happen to me, and probably already has. This stupid question was your silence about Charlie Kirk. The FBI murdered him. Buddy, I don't know anything about the case right now, and neither do you, you utter moron. The trial hasn't happened. We have certain facts, that things we know, things we've seen on video, but you grab these video bits or bits of information from this influencer or this bot online, and you find 10,000 other people talking about it, and all of a sudden you feel like you're educated. You feel like you know what you're talking about. And of course, anybody who's not saying the same things you are, clearly they've sold out. Clearly they're traitors. Clearly they're this is what we are all, you and me, all of us, every person, the smart, the dumb, the tall, the short, certainly the Italians, we're all susceptible to this. And this is about so much more than bagels. I'll finish this up in a moment. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So to wrap this up, and we've had a similar conversation before, but I wanted to have it again. And we're going to have it again one day and again another day and again another day, because it's so important to understand how propaganda works. Or if you don't like that word, because I guess we all engage in it on some level, right? How an influence operation works. There is so much bad information out there. So much insanity out there. That doesn't mean you stop consuming the news. What it means is we have to be people of discernment. We have to sift through the noise. And maybe, just maybe, there are issues that come up, and maybe you don't know who to believe or what to believe. Russia-Ukraine. This is actually a great example, because the propaganda was overwhelming when that first kicked off. It's died down big time right now, but overwhelming amounts of propaganda. And you had Russia invade Ukraine. And if you spent any time online on social media, you saw endless quantities of things that weren't real, half-truths. It was all over the news, the regular television news too. It was in the newspapers. It was endless. I remember a story right after that thing kicked off about the, quote, ghost of Kiev. Who was the ghost of Kiev? He was a Ukrainian fighter pilot who was up in the skies taking out every Russian jet that came across his way. A supremely skilled fighter commander. So, and this thing spread so far and wide, we had sitting members of Congress. I stand with the ghost of Kiev. It's completely made up. None of it was real. Now, this can get virtually impossible for anybody, for me, for you. It could get virtually impossible to figure out what is real when you are in the middle of a propaganda campaign with all sides trying for your eyes and ears and your mind. They want you in your camp, some paid, some foreign, some nefarious, some what do you do? You know that it's okay to just sit back and say nothing sometimes. It's okay to admit that you're not sure what is real and what is not. In fact, specifically, now that we're talking about that, I brought it up about Russia-Ukraine not long after it started. And I flat out said it. I said it publicly. I'm pretty sure I said it on this show. I said, I am so tired already of the endless propaganda from both sides that I'm washing my hands of the whole thing. I can't tell what's real. I can't tell what's not. There's so much bad information out there that I'm not going to sit here and scream in the microphone about Russia, Ukraine, this and Russia, Ukraine, that, because I don't know what's real and what's accurate. And you know what's wrong with sitting these things out? Nothing. Sit back and watch sometimes. I get emails from people, you've changed. Why can't you admit that Donald Trump assassinated Charlie Kirk? Buddy, you need to put your phone down. It's time to take the phone, go find a drawer in your house, turn the phone off, put it in the drawer, you go for a walk. Go for a walk. Find, what is this guy, a girl? This is a girl. This is a dude. Go talk to a woman. Go out and get a pizza. Go to church. Go to the gun range. To even send me an email like this, you know that you're the mark, right? You're the mark. There was a propaganda campaign waged and you fell victim to it. And by the way, I don't know the details of what did or didn't happen to Charlie Kirk. I'm not involved in the investigation. I haven't seen the DNA, the evidence, all the video. I'm not telling you that I know each and everything that happened. I don't. And you know what? Neither do you. Nobody does. We don't. But people can go down these disastrous rabbit holes on every single subject. Every single thing that's out there, and you can turn out the dumbest human being on the planet. If you are not careful, you will go down so many rabbit holes. You will succumb to so many influence operations that you will say things like this email he typed out to me here that lead everybody who talks to you to believe that you have the IQ of a rat. That is a bad place to be. Put your phone down and walk away. All right? This is just a heads up that because of social media, it makes this easy. And these operations have been going on forever. It used to be word of mouth, maybe a written tablet in town. And then as technology advanced, remember, they're always using technology. It would be newsletters and newspapers and then the radio and booklets and eventually television got into it. And you think about things like the Nazis and others, by the way, would use movies. You would get a movie and you would write it and design it in such a way to manipulate people to think and act in certain ways. This is nothing new, what we're going through. But what is new is how social media makes these propaganda campaigns, these influence operations, social media makes it so easy. If you gave me $1 million budget right now, I probably wouldn't even need that much. But with my platform in $1 million, I bet you I could start a legitimate anti-bagel campaign in the United States of America. I'm not even kidding. And by the way, I don't want money. I'm not asking for that. But I could. How stupid and ridiculous is that? I bet you within a week or two, you would see chatter all over social media with people trashing bagels or being pro-bagels. I made it up as a stupid analogy. I could make it happen. I could invent it out of thin air because of money in social media. Be aware. This was a long lecture about being aware. All right? All right. Let's talk about Democrats buying votes. That's good. It's good that we can talk about these things and now it's out in the open. Let's talk about some COVID accountability, which we're finally getting. I will get to a bunch of emails. I want to drive this point home. I brought it up yesterday. I don't have much longer. I'm going to be able to do this, so I'm telling you right now. Legacy Box, you already know what it is and what they do. They digitize your home movies, your hard copy pictures. They send it to you in a thumb drive, or they put it on the cloud, or both. They preserve your memories forever, forever. Legacy Box, right now, they are having a huge Black Friday special. And if you get your box in soon, they guarantee that you're going to get it back by Christmas time. This is the most precious, greatest gift you will ever buy anyone in your life. More than diamonds, more than a new car, this means more than any of that. They will treasure it forever. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Get it in and get it by Christmas. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. All right? All right, let's talk about Democrats buying votes, being dirty, lying, the things they do. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.